This summer, serve up the cookout classics, Kraft Mayo and dressing. Toss green salads with delicious ranch dressing or zesty Italian. Serve smooth, craveably creamy potato salads with mayo. We all know it's not a cookout without Kraft.
MLB.tv on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy, all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.tv in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required, blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I think this is the last year of Joe Burrow's exemption for taking the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You had one game to win.
It's not a one-game season.
Joe Burrow was your quarterback.
Bingo, sir.
Today's guests, ESPN SportsCenter host Scott Van Pelt, three-time American Century Championship winner Marty Fish, ESPN NBA reporter Dave McMenamin, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We welcome you into our Los Angeles-based studios, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, whether you're listening to us coast-to-coast on ESPN Radio or Sirius XM, or you're watching us in our usual spots of Disney Plus, the ESPN app, or today, we welcome in the ESPN2 audience. I'm back on the deuce. It's very rare. My first ever appearance on ESPN2, I believe, was for hockey intermissions, maybe back in 1996. And I was the fill-in host for Kenny Mayne once on RPM Tonight. That's about it. But here I am back here on ESPN2 and happy ESPY Day, everybody. It's ESPY Day. The ESPYs are tonight in New York City, where they used to be when I was hosting them with Stuart Scott, hosting the pre-show, pardon me. It was Norm MacDonald, who was one of the first hosts that I saw back in the day. And it's interesting that Norm's name is being mentioned, since his very famous OJ joke that involved Charles Woodson is something we're still talking about today. That Norm and his memory and Norm, along with a whole bunch of other comedians, have gotten together and to support the V Foundation in honor of their friend. And many of the items that you can actually go get on an auction to raise money for the V Foundation are in honor of Norm MacDonald. And that includes your ability this hour, closing in about 28 minutes, is your chance to win an outgoing voicemail from Larry David.
Oh, wow.
LD has agreed to give you, ladies and gentlemen, a voicemail message. So why wouldn't you want to have that, basically, from Larry David? And all you've got to do to get something like that is hop on to the eBay site, ebay.com/ESPYs, to get that. You can also, by the end of this hour, 12:45 p.m. Eastern time, you can get a chance to announce an NFL draft pick as well. So go to ebay.com/ESPYs if you want a Larry David voicemail or the ability to announce a pick at next year's draft in Washington, D.C. Those are just a handful of some great auction items. If you just want to straight up donate to the V Foundation, v.org/donate, 100% goes to cancer research through our friends at the V Foundation and ESPN together. It's ESPY Day, and so that's how we're going to get Scott Van Pelt on a Zoom to kick off today's program in terms of the guest list. Marty Fish, fresh off of drying off from jumping in Lake Tahoe after winning the American Century Championship for the third time. First time as a winner to receive the new garment that's given out to all winners of the American Century Championship. a lab coat, because 40% of the dividends from American Century go towards medical research. So today's all about fundraising and celebrating all of that. Marty's going to be in studio in hour number two, and Dave McMenamin is going to join us in hour number three, because he's the perfect combination of somebody who can understand what's going on with LeBron James, and because he went to college with our friend Chris Brockman.
Oh,
that's how Dave McMenamin got booked on today's program. Good to see you over there, Chris. How are you?
I'm great.
Have an interesting Tuesday, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to let everyone know, especially Austin Rivers, that I did tie my own shoes today.
Okay. I don't know what you
and
mean by
so,
that, but I can't wait to get to
it's
that.
It's great. It's great. I'm doing awesome.
In the meantime, hello, Jason.
Hey, Beller. Nice to see you're wearing shoes.
See you. TJ Jefferson. You had quite a Tuesday as well, did you not? Oh, you're opening the floodgates.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
Last night was amazing. The group chats between us were fantastic. Getting put on LeBron's Instagram story where I didn't look bad at all was just...
Let's put it this way.
It was great for me.
I didn't look bad either.
Because, listen, we could lead with the, Midsummer Classic, as it's known, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Philadelphia. We'll get to that.
It was a midsummer game.
You know, yeah. Or what the entire globe watched on Tuesday, which is Spain dispatching France from the World Cup.
Yeah.
We could do that, and we will.
Yeah.
But, you know, why start the show with an international sporting event when you can start the show with an international to do, created by this program? Because LeBron James only has 154 million Instagram followers.
That's it.
And the reason why we're bringing this up is because this program has been on the air for... let me do the math. 11 plus years coming up.
Well over a decade.
Okay. And listen, we feel what we say here is relevant.
For sure.
We feel what we say here is well thought out. Other times, we're spitballing. Not going to lie. We have meetings. There is a rundown that Mike Hoskins creates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our coordinating producer. And then there are times where we'll just come on the air and I'll just say, you know what? I just want to hit this.
Right.
Or you know what? What Chris just said to TJ or TJ just said to Chris has inspired me to just go all in on something completely different than what we've planned or what we're going to talk about.
Of course.
And for some reason yesterday, I don't know why I wanted to stir up Jaylen Brown going from the Celtics to the Sixers again. Because you are the Celtic fan,
sure.
Chris, and you are the Sixer fan, TJ. Just wanted to stir it up again. So we got into it again. Yeah. And then you, Chris, said that the Celtics are going to have a better record than the Sixers next year. And then you took offense to that. And then me, as the one who roots for the defending champs, who not only sit across the entire NBA landscape like a colossus now is the New York Knicks and the orange and blue skies of the planet on a nice day. I said, listen,
you also sit between our two teams too.
I'm more concerned about your team, the Sixers, with Jaylen Brown on it than the Celtics with Jaylen Brown off it. And then you then brought up LeBron James, which led to this exchange on Tuesday's Rich Eisen Show.
I think it's either Miami or Golden State.
I have a feeling it's Miami. But although Golden State Draymond basically did a direct-to-camera pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he wants to stay on the West Coast.
And that's the end of that, then.
I mean, if he goes to Miami, enjoy the play-in tournament.
Dude, you don't believe they're going to be in the play-in tournament if LeBron James is on it.
With Giannis.
LeBron is going to be a non-factor this season. And I think everyone needs to, like, ready themselves.
How is 21 points a game a non-factor?
Dude, you've been on fire since we came on the air. We weren't even planning on
getting married, I thought, would soften you a little, but no, it hasn't.
Take that for data.
No,
I just...
Because you don't just, like LeBron, so you don't want to believe.
Just living in the past. LeBron, has LeBron been a factor in the playoffs in the last few seasons?
Dude, he just got the Lakers to a second round.
I understand Whoa. That. I get it.
Is that going up to the, okay. to the no, Taylor Swift banner?
I get it.
For sold out concerts?
No. Okay. So that exchange was just off the cuff, right? That whole thing.
By the way,
any plans to discuss LeBron's future or
a conversation we've had before?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So our friends at the ESPN on the NBA on ESPN handle picked up a small portion of that
snippet,
but the relevant portion of you saying that LeBron, we all need to prepare that LeBron's going to be a non-factor.
And the Heat are a play-in team.
And that the Heat are a play-in team if he goes to Miami.
Yeah.
That was the relevant portion.
Right.
And we're going to just then finish the show.
Boom.
Go about our days.
Yeah.
Go about our days.
Getting ready to watch soccer.
At which point in time, you, right around, what would I say, around 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock local, you send a screen grab to the entire text chain or that we kind of reside on.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, LeBron James took that reel and popped it on his Instagram stories, ladies and gentlemen. And you want to put that up on the screen there?
Goes to Miami. Enjoy the play-in tournament.
So you don't believe they're going to be in the play-in tournament if LeBron James is on it.
With Giannis.
LeBron is going to be a non-factor this season. I think everyone needs to, like, ready themselves.
How is 21 points a game a non-factor?
That's amazing.
22 crying emojis.
You got a 22 emoji salute.
Yeah.
That takes LeBron, 11 crying emojis.
And 11 more.
And then 11 more crying emojis. And in case you're wondering what the crying emojis represent.
Well, a lot of people have different interpretations
of
that.
Well, all you have to do is go into your iPhone and put in the letters L-M, you know, like
L-M-A.
Yeah. L-M-A-O. Mm. And it pops up.
Oh, is that what it is?
So LeBron was laughing his ass off.
Glad I can entertain the king. And the thing is, I saw this later on, and I'm like, oh, man, can you imagine LeBron's probably out golfing somewhere, and it's his boys hit him up, and then he has to go. He was golfing with Draymond Green and Kevin Hart yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So think about that. The three of them are on the golf course watching our clip, laughing at us, laughing with us, and he reposts.
Mm.
And then all the ESPN different accounts started making their own version
Of it.
So I must follow up. Now that you know you have the attention of the king.
Sure.
Tread lightly.
Okay, my point is this. It comes to the Miami being a play-in team if he goes there, right?
Yes, yes.
Can we look at last year's Eastern Conference standings?
Oh, do you have production?
Yeah, so I had everybody make this up, right? The Heat were the 10th seed, okay? So let's say LeBron does go there. But if you think about it next year, TJ, look, who are they jumping? Because we think, so the obvious answer is, the Hawks are going to be out, right? But you think Philadelphia is going to be better.
Oh, I know.
Right. So they're a top six team. Orlando, by all accounts, underachieved last year, and they were the 7th seed. They were the 8th seed, right?
Yeah.
The Pacers are getting 2 years off of the finals. They're getting Tyrese Halliburton back. So you got to assume that they're going to be better. The Wizards, I know they were the worst team in the NBA, but they have Trae Young, Anthony Davis, and A.J. DiBonzo looks like an absolute superstar through the summer league so far. They're going to be better. Who does Miami jump to get into the top six, LeBron James?
Okay, the Wizards would have to be, 36 games better?
I'm just pointing out the East is going to be better at the bottom.
Sure.
And who are they jumping? Toronto, sure. They just got Kawhi Leonard.
Maybe.
Mm.
We don't know that.
The Cavs are better. Then you got the defending champs, mm-hmm. a team that won 60 games, and the Celtics are going to be it's right there in the mix as well. Who is Miami jumping?
May I jump in now and give my two cents? That you can't concern yourself with any other entity. You can only concern yourself with one, and that is LeBron James showing up to Miami, if he does so, with Giannis and Bam Adebayo, who clearly has a chip on his shoulder, and clearly, based on what you're reading, feels that potentially with this new trio and everybody else that would still be there, okay, would run
things in a much better and professional and locked in way than what they were doing in the previous season. And the guy on the screen, number 23, you just feel is now no longer the King James anymore. And I think you can point that out. Obviously, Father Time is undefeated. But what I was saying last year is he did get the Lakers to the second round. Now, you don't raise any banners on that sort of thing. But without Luka and without Austin Reeves or half an Austin Reeves, this guy was still one of the best players on the court and was a guy who Oklahoma City all said to a man he was at the top of their scouting sheet going into all of those games for the Lakers. No one else. And I don't know. He adds to the mix the Miami Heat. Other teams are definitely going to get better, but the Heat are a hell of a lot damn better too. You know, at the end of the day. But if he's golfing with Draymond and Kevin Hart out here in California, don't you think he's going to the Warriors at the end of the day?
Wouldn't you?
I mean, if your family's also going to still be based in Southern California.
I would do that if I was him.
I would do that too. I'd play with Steph. I'd play with Draymond. I'd play for Steve Kerr.
Yeah, and the proximity
to your family.
I'd play
with
Chris Daff
Porzingis and Al Horford. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And it may be like, you know, what, Cocoon 5? I get it. Jimmy Butler hopefully comes back healthy at some point. You're off and running, man.
I disagree with both.
Yaxel, I know you're a Sixer fan and you want him, but I mean, Yaxel? You could teach the young buck.
Yaxel?
What's the next thing?
It's Tyrese Maxey here.
Okay.
Just saying. I want him to come to Philly just to make me happy. That's just personally, you know.
But I mean, the fact that you... You buzzed the tower.
It was also funny that every Heat fan interpreted that as he's going to Miami now because he's laughing at
the idea
that Miami. Oh, yeah. Heat fans think that this is a sign that LeBron is choosing to go back to Miami because he's laughing at the notion that the Heat would be a play-in team with him. And that's an indication that that's where he's going.
Okay.
There's many different interpretations.
He's laughing his ass off that you thought he was to be get ready that. He's going to be
a non-factor. Yeah.
Ding, ding.
That's what I thought the 22 emoji salute was. What did Austin Reeves respond? He posted?
Yeah. So TJ and Adam were sending me a lot of the comments underneath.
Why weren't you weren't monitoring them?
No, because
he stopped after a while.
I noticed it at the gym. I was like, oh, and so I sent a screenshot to Jake and I was like, man, the ESPN NBA account really did me dirty.
Did they?
And they
just quoted you.
Yeah, but they have to put it out there and cut it the way they cut it.
I mean,
welcome to the world of aggregation, I know. Chris.
So
was it like they made up words that came out?
So after that, I checked out, and so these guys were sending me something. Oh, Austin Reeves, I was a non-ball knower who looks like I couldn't tie my own shoes.
Oh, yeah, really?
Now I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some great, great, great.
Well, I wore shoes with laces to prove.
I did not see Austin Reeves at the American Century Championship.
Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers said that. Oh, I thought it was Austin Rivers said that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I saw Austin. I saw your dad there at the American Century Championship.
Yeah.
So, with all due respect, Austin, I can attest this man knows ball. And
can tie my own shoes.
You can tie your.
Well, I wore shoes with laces today.
Very good.
Have you actually ever seen him tie the shoes over?
No,
but don't throw our social media partners under the bus here.
I'm just saying, you know,
they didn't take you out of context.
Nope,
at all. You were in context of saying that. Hey, you all need to get ready for LeBron to be a non-factor next season.
Yeah, and the Miami Heat is still a playing team.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You just got to own it, man.
I do believe all of that. I'm not just doing it for shtick.
No.
So then how'd they do you dirty?
That's right.
Just putting it out there on a Tuesday.
You put it out there the second, by the way. The words leave your mouth into this microphone.
So
Tuesday in July?
Would it be better if it was a Monday or what?
I don't know. I mean, overreaction Monday.
Look, all I know is I got a bunch of text messages that I was on LeBron's IG story. And like I said, it was fantastic. It was a great afternoon. Thank you, King James. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. All I know is we very rarely lead shows just because we did something. While we're still waiting on LeBron's response
to
the rest of the National Basketball Association, waiting on where he's going to go. So
It was a glorious afternoon.
Curious what LeBron shot yesterday. They looked like they were playing a nice course.
Is that right?
Of course they're playing a nice course.
With
they're not playing the par six in Los Feliz, that's for sure.
Yeah, they weren't on hole 14B in somebody's shamble.
Yeah, right.
Or is that a par three in Los
Feliz? Okay.
Los Feliz is a par three.
All right, so we're off and running here on today's program. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. For details. It is SB Day, and we wish happy SB Day to our next guest, Scott Van Pelt, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay.
A bandwagon fan. The biggest insult in sports. But this summer, during the FIFA World Cup, it's an invitation, America. Never watched soccer before? Perfect. Think a corner kick is a karate move? Sure, why not? Prefer sports where players can use their hands? Me too. Just here for the snacks? Now we're talking. So grab a bag of Lay's and jump on the bandwagon. We're undefeated. Lay's, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
The radio audience has returned, ESPN coast to coast. You got 3.5 minutes left to go to ebay.com/SBs to win a chance to get a Larry David voicemail for you. And Scott Van Pelt, the face of his own sports center and podcasts and so much on ESPN, including Monday Night Countdown, back here on the program. Good to see you, Scott, for our radio audience to say hello.
Hello, radio audience. What's good up, to be with you as well.
All right, so let's jump into this, you know, and what SB Day is. And obviously, you know all about what's going on with the V Foundation as you've been with ESPN forever and a day. Scott, I'll give you the floor here, brother.
It's a huge day that means a lot to so many people. And I've shared through the years when I did radio and on this day, we would auction our calls off, whether it was me. I see him freeze. Then if the Wi-Fi is bad, I don't know why. I apologize.
Okay.
But we had the good fortune of auctioning ourselves off for the greater good. And the most wonderful thing is that I've met people. Shout to my guy, Bart, go green, go white, wherever he might be, out in Utah or wherever. Like, people become friends through this. They've people that have the means to support, and us that have, you know, hopefully the heart in the right place to say, what can we do that we could sell ourselves off to try to help? whether it's for our dear friend Stewart, whether it's for anyone who's out there in the fight, this day is frankly the most important thing that we do. As much as the stuff that we love doing and talking about sports, if we help, if it's a slide that the money that you give leads to some breakthrough, what's more important?
We just
said, will you go on with Rich? Well, I was in Europe, and they said, will you go on with Rich? Yes. I'm sorry the internet sucks, but here I am trying my best.
That's all good, brother. And you're right. Obviously, you never know what dime can make the difference and put somebody over the top. And I'm glad you mentioned Stewart. Not to turn this show into like another version of This Was SportsCenter, which, by the way, I've already told you I want you to be on when I do another season. But you got a good Stewart story, something from your time, because you did SportsCenter commercials with him, just like I did. And then after I left, you did a ton of shows with him. For sure. So you got a good Stewart story that might get somebody to donate to the V Foundation a little bit more easily today, Scott?
When he was sick, and he was truly in the, I can recall Stewart sitting on the set, and you probably have seen this. There's a Zen-like state where he'd lean back and he'd be gathering all of his energy to do the segment, because he was a performer and the performance requires energy, and that energy is being attacked by this cancer. And we all were torn. The medicine that the show provided was vital as well. And seeing him going from this giant, jacked up dude to a guy that was still very, very, he was wiry and muscle bound, but he was shrinking front of us, right? Because this disease was taking its toll. But to sit with him in the middle of that and see this guy still at the height of his craft and the peak of those powers, I think about that a lot now, and recognize how lucky I was to share the stage with him and to share the set as you did so well for so many years. And what the place gave, what that hour gave him, the diversion, it was valuable to him. I'm grateful I got to share that time. I think of something that's far lighter and funnier. Stewart and I are going to follow North Carolina Duke, and it's a game in Chapel Hill. Carolina's at one, and then Austin Rivers at the buzzer hits a three. And then you know how this goes. Next counts to us. We're on in 20. They just lost, and I'm thinking I would have walked off the set if it's Maryland. But Stewart had the gumption to summon his courage and do the show. And there we were, you know, banging out an hour right after Duke beat Carolina at the buzzer. Because he loved his heels the way you love Go Blue, the way I love Maryland. You know, we're all from somewhere, and everyone knows he was a Tar Heel.
I love it. Scott Van Pelt here on the Rich Eisen Show. You want to take a bite at the Open Championship that's coming up this week, and who's a favorite and what you think, Scott?
Just want to introduce Red.
Oh,
Red.
Hey, that's Red's
Red,
chair.
Red joined the program.
It's Red's chair.
What up, Red?
Every single time. Well, I know Red's chair in your office.
It used to be Buck's chair, and then we lost Otis. And when this guy showed up, I'm like, you're going to have to earn that chair. But okay, it's Red's chair now, which is fine. Yeah. I was texting with Justin Thomas just recently, asking him about the condition of the place. And he said it's so baked out, but perfect. No AC in the flat there in England. Ooh. Need to sort that out, the air conditioning. I think Birkdale through the years, it's traditionally been a great player. So I wouldn't look too far down the list for some outlier, even though someone will be leaving tomorrow that you've never heard of. I wouldn't look much down the list beyond Rose, maybe Morikawa, who's won this before. But it's you're going to see guys hit drives 400 yards because the fairways are like a tarmac at the moment, from what I can gather.
All right. So let's figure that part out for everybody to do. All right, Scott, before I let you go here on this day, you know, what is your football season, you know, look like, man? You're all over the place, right? You're heading out for Monday Night Football coming up. Pretty much, you're at the spot, you're at the site every week, ready to roll?
We are, which is exciting. No more doubleheaders, which means we don't go to New York to try to serve both audiences. Now we'll go, and we've got three out of four trips in a month to go to the West Coast, which is cool, whether it's Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. There you go. That October stretch, L.A., San Francisco, then Seattle with a Philly trip there in the middle. And look, you know how this works, right? My first thought is how far do I have to go to get where I'm going, right? Mm-hmm. And so we got some air miles there. But then look at that stretch right around Thanksgiving, Baltimore, Washington. That means I'm driving to two games in a row, so mm-hmm. we're going to take advantage of that. But texting with Joe and Troy when the schedule came out, and they feel like on paper it's the best that we've had since they. I'm lucky enough to have a bit of time here to take a deep breath, put my toes in the sand, and then soon enough they'll be kicking off. And you know, with everyone here on the same team from the NFL Network and ESPN, and the Super Bowl coming in your neighborhood in February. It's going to be an awfully exciting season of football, and we look forward to trying to do our best to cover it on Monday nights leading up to the game in February.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And obviously the game in February, it's on, that'll be a big day, obviously. You know, we're talking about what today is, an SB Day, and how it is it's a great fundraiser for the V Foundation. But my days there, man, the idea that a Super Bowl was going to be an ESPN production, that was in the stars, man. That wasn't even that was the reaching for the stars, you know, while our feet
were sure, right. You know. Yeah, but it's funny how that works, right? And we're lucky enough to have done this for long enough that the stars align and we get an opportunity to put the full weight of the machine behind it, and we will. And in the meantime, we'll enjoy a bit of summer before the season. And My apologies for the technical whatever these glitches are. No one needs to see this face frozen in some horrible contortion. But I appreciate the opportunity to share some memories of Stuart and to spend some time with you.
You're the man. We'll do this again real soon. That's Scott Van Pelt, everybody, right here on the program. The one and only SVP.
Oh,
you know, and just again just to hit Stuart here. You know, it's obviously a very personal subject matter for me, because on this day, you know, we're now going to remember Stuart in the same way that when I was sitting in the Radio City Music Hall set that we had that was off to the side, the balcony mm-hmm. we were in there, and Dan and Keith originated that role. And they kind of graduated from it. I think Dan and Keith were the ones to first call themselves like the Statler and Waldorf, the elderly Muppets up there, you know, in the rafters, saying some trolling things, impish things, whatever. So they did that. And then Stuart and I took it over, and it was really pretty cool for us. We were, again, as I told a couple times on the This Was SportsCenter series, you know, we were wondering if we were a team. Could we be a team? Are we the next team? Are we the team? The whole business. We were thinking about it. And then, you know, Stu was pissed that I tried for Keith's chair. And long story short, though, is obviously we were together for 7 years. And being up in the balcony of the ESPYs was pretty big for us. So the fact that we were there and Jimmy V had just passed away. Jim Valvano had just passed away, and his don't give up, don't ever give up speech that still resonates. And we'll see quite a bit as part of tonight's broadcast, I'm sure, even though I don't have a rundown, that it it just blows my mind that Stewart's now in the same position as Jim Valvano. And neither of us would ever have imagined such a thing, obviously. As we were doing this, and he's in the same position because he has his own incredible speech about not giving up and his own remarkable story. And he's now got an award named after him. It's called the Stuart Scott Inspire Award. And it's going to go to Jeffrey Lurie tonight. Philadelphia Eagles owner, honored for his and the Eagles Autism Foundation's longtime work. They've raised over $100 million for clinical care and research supporting autism awareness. And anybody who's been touched by autism or have a family member, you know how important this work is. And so every year, you know, Stewart's going to get remembered. And Jeffrey Lurie is so honored tonight, and he's a great recipient for it. You know, although Stewart didn't really have much ties to Philadelphia at all. I just played, you know, golf with Vince Carter, and we're going up the fairway following his ball after I hit mine back into it. But I said to him, like, give me your favorite Stewart Scott story. And he goes, wow. And I knew it was coming. Stewart, you remember when Vince left the playoffs to go walk in his graduation?
Oh, yeah. That was a
big to-do.
Kerfuffle. Yeah.
Kerfuffle, to say the least. Do you know who delivered the commencement address at that ceremony?
And the guest, Stu?
It was.
Wow. Did not know that.
Stewart delivered the commencement address at the ceremony, at the commencement ceremony that Vince walked in. And Stewart was very strident in saying, you know, again, there was no Twitter platforms, real like media machine that can churn out what you're saying with a platform that Stewart would have today, right? He was strident in saying, everybody back off, Vince. Everybody back off. You only get to walk once.
Yep.
And this is life, and that's business. This is life. Let him try and do both here. And Vince was talking about how that meant so much to him, and that, you know, Stewart's a ride or die. You know, and I just can't believe that he's been gone this time. And so tonight, let's remember him again. And today, let's raise money in his name, because you can direct your funds today on SB Day in honor of the V Foundation towards Stuart Scott's Cancer Research Fund. Okay, go to v.org/Stuart if you want the funds to be directed there. Obviously, v.org/donate is a terrific spot as well, but if you wanted to go specifically to Stuart Scott Cancer Research Fund work, you can do that. And we'll be back on the Rich Eisen Show to continue more on this SB Day. Marty Fish is going to be joining us. He just won the American Century Championship. Going away, I might add. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. So the Larry David voicemail and announce an NFL draft pick, those opportunities have closed.
Correct.
Just missed it.
What do you mean you just missed it?
I was trying to get Jason to bid on it on Larry David's voicemail to be like, hey, do you have mold? And by the time I sent it to Jason, there was literally like 30 seconds left and he's trying to.
Yeah, I hit the login, was ready to go, sold.
How much did it go?
510.
Yeah, very cheap. Really? I mean, all things considered, I know 500 is a lot of money.
Let's just use inexpensive.
Yeah, inexpensive, yes. So I was like, Jay, you got to get on this, man.
Okay. All right.
Have Larry talk about
the amounts an NFL draft pick. Where did that?
Went north of 14,000.
Right.
Yeah, that was
14,000.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Good.
Next up is a college game day autograph football. And then during the Marty Fish interview, a Jason Tudeikis Believe poster. By the way,
College game day is a behind the scenes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. College football behind
the scenes. Okay. Behind the scenes, then. That's a big one.
Yeah.
We have a Jason Sudeikis signed Believe?
We've got a Jason, a Believe poster. I think, Jay, you want to go grab it? We're not putting this up for auction.
No, but it's Coach Beard. It's Sean Payton.
Jason Sudeikis, Coach Beard. And then we just had Phil Dunster just came into the program, the man who played Jamie Tartt.
Jamie Tartt, dude.
Popped it out and he had him sign that as well. So.
Yeah, this thing is.
Well, anyway, you can get one of those signed by Jason Sudeikis. Yeah. And in terms of that, we're not auctioning it off, but we are auctioning off a chance to hang with us here for a show.
Yeah, I would just pick. I didn't even know that was. I'm looking.
No, for we ought, the great Megan Judge said, "What do you think about popping that out there?" And we're like, "Sure."
Yeah, I didn't know. Like I said, I just randomly looked. I was like, "Oh,
yeah." So
come hang with us, folks.
And that's open for the rest of today's program.
There's almost a little less than 4 hours left.
eBay.com/ESPYs to donate for this all good stuff.
When are they coming?
About I don't know. That's TBD.
I don't know. It's like my schedule.
To be determined. Let's go to Nick in New Jersey here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm going. How are you doing?
Having a good day. Working from home today. It's very hot over here. It's like 99 degrees again.
Okay. You want to give us the traffic, too? What do you got? What do you got? Come on, Nick. See, hey, you're from New Jersey. Really. I'm from New York. I can talk with you that way and know that this is for out of love. What's on your mind?
I would like to do the win-loss for the Eagles.
For the Phillies. So you must be in southern New Jersey then.
Yes, right outside of Atlantic City.
Okay, there you go. Southern New Jersey is Philadelphia Eagles country, not Giants country. Are you ready, Nick, in New Jersey? Let's do this in honor also, again, of... Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, winning tonight Stuart Scott's Inspire Award at the ESPYs. Give us the theme music. What happens, Nick, in New Jersey when the Eagles open up the season home against the Washington Commanders?
That's going to be a win.
What happens when you visit the Titans?
A win.
And then this one has my attention. With the Eagles visiting the Bears on a Monday night, week 3, what happens?
That's going to be a great game, but another win.
A revenge of last year's day after Thanksgiving. Now you're 3-0, coming back home to take on the Rams.
This is going to be a loss.
Aha. 3-1 now, heading over to London to take on the Jaguars.
That is going to be another win.
4-1, we're bouncing back, and we're home against the Panthers the next week.
A win.
That's 5-1, Monday night against TJ's Cowboys in Philly.
Easy win.
6-1 at the Commanders on NBC. What happens next?
Another win.
Now you're 7-1, home for the G-Men.
Another win.
You go into the bye, 8-1, come out at home against the Steelers.
Another win.
That is 9-1 at the Cowboys. On Thanksgiving.
This is for you, TJ. We're going to lose.
Thanksgiving. Okay, there you go. Breaking up that win streak.
Big L.
You're 9-2 at the Cardinals.
Win.
10-2 home for the Colts.
Another win.
Take that, Shane Steichen. 11-2, home for the Seahawks on a Saturday.
We'll lose that one.
11-3, Christmas Eve, home against the Texans.
Another win.
At the Niners, week 17.
I'll take a win. They'll be banged up by then.
You are 13-3 going into the finale at the Giants.
Another easy win.
Easy win? Nick in New Jersey has the Philadelphia Eagles being 14-3, which would be a one seed in the NFC, probably, unless the Rams don't lose.
I think people are sleeping on the Eagles this year. I mean, obviously, I'm optimistic as a fan, but I think people are doubting us because we lost A.J. Brown, but I think it's addition by subtraction, as Chris Brockman would say. Oh. And I don't know, I feel really confident. Good vibes this year.
Now, Nick, I think Chris was ready to jump down your windpipe over this 14-3, but now that you've quoted him.
And quote him kindly.
I don't know. There you go.
Great job, Nick.
Very good.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. It's Nick in New Jersey.
Eagles win total 10.5.
Nick, Patty Wack.
What do you, and you think you take the under on the 10.5?
No, 10.5 is a good total. I think I would 11-6 sounds
okay,
good.
Because I was trying to get you on Jalen Hurts' 22 emoji salute on his.
I've always been a Jalen Hurts guy.
Fantastic, as I have as well. You know, this show we were big Jalen Hurts guy.
I'm also an AJ Brown guy.
Easy win.
One of the wins.
Easy win.
But then he came to his senses at the end. If you. Notice.
By the way, Eagles at Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Oh, baby.
Late afternoon, early evening.
Should I go as a representative of the show?
Yes. Is that an option?
He's just throwing it out there. You know he's not going.
Hold up. Let me hit up my boy, Ted.
Who?
Should worry about that.
Or Steven? You call him Steven?
Well, I mean,
SJ? You nickname him SJ? Is he SJ in your phone now?
I'll wait to the break. I'll wait to the break.
Huh?
I'll wait to the break to hit him up.
Schottenheimer? Coach?
I'm going to
Coach,
a game
Coach
this year.
B? Is Coach Dallas? B in your phone?
Yes, I've made up the decision.
After you made him cry at the combine?
That brings men closer when we combine like that.
Man, you said he just, can we just gloss over that? He's going to Dallas for a game this year. He just said it.
Absolutely.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, you don't see it.
I need a ticket stub. Marty Fish is going to make his way to our studio coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.